Two local black belts came home with medals from the 4th International Karate Daigaku, IKD, World Cup in Guyana. Melissa Charleroi Gabbard secured gold in the 50-plus women's team kata, while also placing 4th in women's individuals kata in the same age category. Chris Trock, who owns and operates the Sault Ste. Marie International Karate Daigaku, won gold in men's 50-plus individual kata, bronze in men's 50-plus individual kumite, and led his team to victory in men's 50-plus team kumite. His dedication inspires us all, says a news release, printed in full below. The 4th International Karate Daigaku, IKD, World Cup, hosted in Guyana, triumphed over adversity to unite karate enthusiasts worldwide. Despite facing numerous challenges, the event marked a significant milestone as the first post-COVID international gathering. Medal highlights. Melissa Charleroi Gabbard, a beacon of humility and talent. Melissa secured gold in the 50-plus women's team kata, showcasing exceptional skills and unwavering sportsmanship. She also placed 4th in individuals kata women's 50-plus. Chris Trock, a true karate champion, Chris achieved gold in men's 50-plus individual kata, bronze in men's 50-plus individual kumite, and led his team to victory in men's 50-plus team kumite. His dedication inspires us all. Local heroes. Melissa, a third-degree black belt and dedicated karateka, trains at the Sault Ste. Marie International Karate Daigaku, located at 54 Wellington Street West. Meanwhile, Shihan Chris Trock, 7th-degree black belt, is the owner-operator of the club, fosters diversity, offering classes for all ages and abilities. Honoring tradition. The event also featured a grand gala benefit celebrating Shuseki Shihan Frank Woon Aitai's 60th year in karate. Dr. Frank Woon Aitai originally founded a karate dojo in Sault Ste. Marie in the early 80s, operating under the name of ISKF. Chris took ownership of the dojo in 2005, continuing its legacy. Triumph over challenges. The organizing committee, led by Shuseki Shihan Frank Woon Aitai, Fuku Shuseki Shihan Maureen Woon Aitai, Peter and Golda Campaign, and Paul Kandasamy, navigated unexpected hurdles, from venue changes to transportation issues, with resilience and determination. A last-minute Caribbean hurricane added drama, but their unwavering commitment prevailed. Unsung heroes. Volunteers, ring managers, and others selflessly stepped up, setting up venues, managing logistics, and even improvising during rain leaks. Their dedication embodies the true spirit of the IKD karate family, rising above adversity for the greater good. Unity in karate. The 4th IKD World Cup stands as a testament to unity, determination, and the global karate community's unwavering commitment. We salute all participants and organizers for their remarkable efforts.